You're listening to CKVS 93.7, The Voice, the shoe swap choice for community radio. Community radio, it's a locally produced nonprofit alternative emphasizing diversity. Online, check voiceoftheshoeswap.ca for a broadcasting schedule, podcasts, and how to get involved. Join us and add your voice today. I'm Richard Sevigny, and this week on Live in the Shoe Swap, we feature Brett Higgins and Atlas Revolt. Music that pushes against the boundaries of genre. Brett Higgins on bass is joined by Alexander Gajic on violin, Robbie Grunewald on acoustic and electric piano, Tom Juhas on guitar, and Max Sennett on drums. Before the break, you heard the tentatively titled The Astral Hungarian Soul Shake. Up next, we'll be listening to the spacey sounds of Zagazig, but first, Brett tells us about the gentleman who helped make his imaginative soundscapes a reality.
The gentleman that you've got assembled for this project, has it been the same lineup all the way along?
The only person who's different on this tour is our drummer Max, is stepping in for our usual drummer Josh, who was just booked with some other stuff at the same time or earlier on. So
talk a little bit about the guys that are supporting you.
Yeah, I mean everybody's based in Toronto. They're, you know, like four of my favorite musicians in the world, so it's a real treat to get to play music with them every night. Alexander is a violin player. He and I play together in a kind of a Balkan klezmer project.
Okay.
Based out of Toronto, called Beyond the Pale. And Alexander and I have been playing music together in that project for about 15 years. I mean, I started that project with the band leader and like in 1998, so it's been going for a while. So Alexander and I know each other from there, so there's a lot of kind of more Balkan, Gypsy, Serbian, Eastern European folk music influences, right, which are things that really excite me and come from there. Robbie and I have known each other since we were teenagers, and more in a kind of a that rock jam band circuit,
right,
you know, up in the northern part of Toronto. Tom, I have known about for a while, but you know, had just I've known his brother, his older brother, is a really great jazz drummer who was based in Toronto for a long time and recently moved to Europe. But Tom, I've, you know, is just a fantastic guitar player, and sonically his sensibilities really,
yes,
really lend themselves to a lot of the music. In fact, I'm very, very often thinking about Tom's sound or Alexander's sound or some combination there when I'm writing things. Like, what are those guys going to sound like when they play this? And, you know, and they bring so much of their own self to it. It's, you know, it's incredible. And Max, of course, is one of the best drummers in the country. I mean, he's incredible. We went to school together at Humber College 20 some odd years ago. And yeah, so they're just a good group of people, good group of humans, and fantastic musicians.
Thank you. Thanks so much. I hope you stick around, and we've got another set for you in about 10 minutes, 15 minutes.
The first record came out in 2015, and it's just more or less, I guess, a self-titled release.
Right.
And it came out on a record label based in New York that's run by this fellow named John Zorn, who you may or may not know.
I've heard the name,
yeah. Yeah, and it's funny because I started the band because I had written a bunch of tunes around 2013. I had realized, oh, geez, I've got a bunch of tunes. And I didn't really have an outlet for maybe performing that music. Even though I do play in a lot of different bands, very often I'm a sideman playing other people's music.
Right.
But I love writing. I mean, it's really just a key part of who I am as a musician. So I had all these tunes, and I thought, geez, I'm going to just do a show. I'm gonna do a concert where I just present my music. It's not going to be a collaboration where you have four different writers, and so-and-so writes three, and so-and-so writes two. And I just wanted to kind of control the evening in that sense of it just being about a flow of my own musical ideas. And so we did it, and the idea was just to have it be a one-off and not necessarily to construct a project out of it that would record more and tour. And then we happened to record a little demo of it. And around that time, I had met John Zorn or talked to John Zorn because I was in another project that he put that record out on his label. And then I sent John the demos from the show, the live show. And he wrote me back immediately, just was really excited about it and said, oh, you know, are you going to do, are you doing a proper recording anytime soon? And are there any plans for that? And I'd love to put it out. And so I've been a fan of John Zorn and the community that he's built for, you know, however many years he's been community building, 30, 40 years in New York. I've been a fan of that, like, since, you know, I discovered it in the mid-90s.
Right.
So it was a real thrill to have him want to put this music out and present it, and, you know, on his record label. So.